What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Let Me Put You On, episode 10. It's your boy Troy, aka King Lister, aka the Middle Child.
Yes, it's B Nasty. It's B is the young son, and we got here Bobby.
What's up, Bobby?
What's going on, guys? I'm Bobby, the hip hop historian. Yes. That doesn't even feel right.
Nah, you look a little different, Bobby.
I got some sun.
Nah, this is my man. It's my man Kenny Coop. He's gonna be a special guest sometimes on the podcast. Kenny, man, what's going on, buddy?
I'm all right, man. I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here. It's been actually a dream of mine for the past like 4 months. I've just been like, God, one day.
We love our fans.
One day Bobby's going to get sick or something. I'm going to slide right in there. No, I'm just kidding.
If it's first episode, why don't we ask him quickly, like, I don't know, maybe how you got into hip hop or anything.
I was going to get there, but you know
what? I got you. We're on the same page, man.
See, that's why I was kind of a little, I didn't want to mess up the chemistry the funnest way or whatever that you guys already had built for nine episodes.
Anyway, so. We typically do a third person because if not, it's just me and Brandon like
talking shit
to one another for like an hour and a half. Like, it's just, So thanks for being here. Yeah, but yeah, as I'm Brandon said, man, hip hop. How did you get into hip hop?
You and I are the same age, so we're both interracial. So my dad, my dad listened to rap music back in the 90s. So it's, I don't know, we didn't have YouTube or any type of streaming service. So it's whatever you're exposed to. 90s hip hop. DMX was probably one of my favorite people. Jay-Z. I remember having like cassette tapes, Big Puns, 100%. DMX. I already said DMX. I meant like Wu-Tang. New York East Coast hip hop was pretty much my focus. So like the mid 90s to late 90s. Tupac. But then, like, 99 was, like, the year of Slim Shady, 2000. So I was a fucking in there, like, bitch, I'm gonna kill you. Like grabbing the most awful things to myself in my room. Like, and then, I don't know, once the internet kind of popped off and I was able to find what I liked, I tend to, like, more abstract. Like, going back to the 90s and you start listening to, like, the Far Side, Tribe Called Quest. Like, things like that. I'm like, oh, I relate to these a lot more than, like, anything.
Than, like, gangster rappers.
Piggy's saying. I think these dudes are awesome, I'm like, I kind of like, even now I tend towards the abstract hip-hop or the, I don't know the word to use it.
Abstract's a really good word to use it because I was going to say, knowing you as well as I do, we have some similar music taste. So there's definitely artists in our past that we've definitely, like T.I., for example. We were both really high on T.I. at one point. I probably stayed higher on T.I. longer than you did because you definitely, you have your own unique ear, I'll call it. I mean, you definitely listen to more experimental type stuff than I would.
I also like being around like 2000, I liked, like, started getting into metal music. They're not really known as like their rapping, but I was huge into Linkin Park.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you ever like Mike Shinoda.
Yeah.
He has works where he remixes all of his shit into just straight rap songs, but. I don't know. And then whatever, Lil Wayne, I guess, was the next big thing to pop off in like the 2000s.
Yeah, it was huge.
Before is like fucking going back to like Go DJ or some shit. And
We talk about this sometimes in here. Like, they're a little young.
I'm like, yeah, you're 20. Like, how so old like, are you? 24.
They know Wayne, but I feel like they don't, they weren't. Like, we were teenagers.
He was the fucking man.
We were teenagers when he was like really fucking Wayne. Like, he was. The biggest name in music, you mean, for like a few years there. It was crazy.
I graduated middle school in 2012? So like,
I'm already like 4 years out of high school.
We were already in college partying.
So like, we were listening to some Lil Wayne songs back then, and you know, we barely know. We're fucking Lollipop, 6 foot, 7 foot. Like, we know what we're talking about.
I hate the song,
you know?
Lollipop, though. I'm like, oh, I hate that shit. I mean, like, my Lollipop.
All his mixtapes that was always fire too, man. Like the Drought 3 and like,
of course.
Wow, why am I blanking on his famous mixtape series? Not the Droughts, the other one. What's the other one that's really, really big?
Dedicated.
The one
that's like
Dedication. God, I cannot think. Blanked.
This guy grew up a little way. I'm young. Dedication.
It's a lot of music in my head, man. And I don't listen to Wayne like that no more because
I mean, don't go back to his music as much as I feel like as much as I liked it back then. Like, I don't find myself listening to it that much.
Also, a lot of that stuff that was like the mixtape stuff, that's not on like streaming services. You have to go to like YouTube, listen to that shit, because or like download it somewhere, because like that's not, you know, he's freestyle over like people's beats and shit all the time. So that's you know what I mean, we're talking like 06, 07, like that kind of era. That's a long time ago. LimeWire days.
I do like how Kenny mentioned that kind of different style, though, like Far Side and Tribe Called Quest, because I feel like that is a good way of putting it. A lot of music, of course, is what sounds good, but it's also relatability, right? I feel like it's a different, you know, people that rap about different shit. That's why I think it's cool about hip hop. It's not all just that hard shit like that.
It's expanded now. Yeah, it's a huge genre. It's a genre now that has with genres within itself. So it's
like the Juice WRLDs and like Kid Laroi, like that little scheme. Like, it's like a bunch.
I'm not a big fan of them, but like Kenny would play like something like Run the Jewels in his car. Yeah, like, they're very talented, but just not really my pocket. I mean,
all right, like, so speaking of on like Run the Jewels, so there's a Hip Hop 50 EP series that's being released. The first one got released yesterday by DJ Premier, did 5 tracks, and Run the Jewels is on one of them. It's actually one of the only 2 songs that I like off it. I kind of was a little disappointed. I'm not saying it's good. It's I only found myself downloading the Run the Jewels one, and there's one with Lil Wayne and Slick Rick on it, and Slick Rick kills this shit. Those two are worth checking out.
Slick Rick, that's crazy.
But DJ Premier produced the entire thing, and they're going to be releasing so many EPs by a producer gets one EP, and I guess they get to choose whoever they want. Like, Nas is on this one, Remy Ma, and Rhapsody have a song together. And
Rhapsody's dope.
Joey Badass. Good. And also Joey Badass is releasing an album next week.
I think it's
2000.
Thank you for that.
Did he just put a song out with Chance too recently?
He just dropped a song, but I don't know.
I saw visuals for it, I think.
Honestly, with you, like the first 3 tracks that have been released for the 2000, I have to give them a second listen to, because I only listened to them once each, and I don't know, they didn't really like stick with me that much. So I'm like, I have been waiting for like, I kind of got it was like a bait and switch, because it was like, oh, he's got a new song with Absol coming out, talking about Capital C's. I'm like, I'm a big Absol fan for like years. I'm like, all right, cool, let me check it out. And Absol hasn't released an album. He's like 1 single in 6 years. And he's not even on the song. It's just him talking, like an interview at the end of the song. I'm like,
son of a bitch.
Like, I'm like, I get that it takes time to create great music, but my son has like been born at age 7 years since you released an album. I'm like, give me something other than that. He has a song called Hollandaise, which came out earlier this year, and it's okay. But like, it's not like the Control System Absol. If I don't know if you ever liked, I know you like Kendrick, but like, I was always like a big Absol fan. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually like TDE a lot. Like, Isaiah Rashad. I love SZA. Yeah. Like, when it comes to like R&B music, I don't know, that vibe is just like, it's just her, not even just her ability to sing, but it's just like the type of vibey music she makes. And I don't know, like, why Kendrick became like, are you like, yeah, he's the lyrical goat or whatever you like to call him, sucking his dick. Your catchphrase. Yes,
J. Cole sucking dick, all right? I'll suck Kendrick.
I mentioned Cole one time so far today. Not one time.
He's going to come up when you talk about Nick Grant.
Maybe. Probably. Not, I don't know. Maybe.
He's a South Carolina guy with bars, and you're not going to be like, oh, he's not like J. Cole.
Listen, no one's like J. Cole, but that's just my
shadow.
That's my. That's
fucked up.
J. Cole's like, yeah, we're not going to do that right now. I go on and on.
Every podcast.
Yeah, I go on and on and on. The very first episode we did, I had like a fucking 20-minute rant about J. Cole. I'm like, why? This is about underground hip hop. I'm like, yeah, J. Cole's so good. I'm like, you know, but that's that made the breaks. So Kenny, real quick before we move on, so talk about your overall how you view hip hop now, because obviously you just went through a whole thing about how the artists you liked over the years and how like obviously the genre has changed. So when it comes to modern hip hop, newer artists, like do you find yourself tapped in? Did we help you kind of tap in with some of these new artists? Like, what, like, you know, not just underground, but new artists who are even big, you know, mainstream acts? Because obviously you mentioned, like, you said Juice WRLD and people like that. That's a whole different, like,
generation. I'm surprised I don't really, like, because we were talking about, like, music you relate to. And, like, I should be able to relate toward, like, XXS music or Trippie Redd or Juice WRLD's music. Like, I should be able to relate to it. I just don't find it, like, for me. Like, I can put on things I don't relate to. Like, the type of music I like to listen to now is I'll put on, like, West Side Gun just came out with a new album called Peace Fly God. And it's okay. There's, like, 3 or 4 tracks off that I'd actually listen to again. But, like, I'm listening to dudes just talk about living a lavish lifestyle, coked out and with some pro wrestling, you know, metaphors scattered in that shit. And I'm like, I don't relate to it at all, but this shit goes fucking hard, and I'm pumping this shit hard. But, like, the things where I'm like, I don't know, I guess if I'm feeling emotional, I don't want to be tapped in. I need something that takes me out of that
shit. I'm the same way.
So I can't listen to some guy, especially a dude who's like 19 years old. I'm 32, so I'm like, I'm not going to listen to a 19-year-old crone about being in fuck love. I'm like, no, well, I need something to take me out of that.
I feel like when he's sad, he's going to be listening to like, if I
listen to Drake or something, it keeps me into that shit. I'm like, I need some shit that's going to
if I'm drinking, especially, and I'm just like, take care. Choice. Like, I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. Something's going on. Some girl ghosted me, left me on red. I don't know what's happening. Something's going on.
You know how Drake looks and hurt. On the album cover, and he's got like his head.
That's me in my bedroom. That's me with a giggly in my hand. And a blunt in the other hand. Marvin's room comes on
and just like.
Oh, man. Marvin's room.
I remember I got a lap dance to that song in Atlantic City.
That strip club we went to?
That was the first time ever.
I never forget that. The one chick, she had those real fake titties, and they kind of scared me a little bit. Like, me and you were, remember, we were sitting at the end, and she walked over to us, and I was like, I just turned around, I was like, I'm not even going to look at her, because it bugged me out. I was like, yo.
Well, speaking of strippers and hip-hop, you want to say your pyramid story, your Frank Ocean story?
Or no.
Well, you made me say my fucking Reggie story. Remember that?
Yeah, so anyways, real quick, before we move on, I'll tell you my Frank Ocean pyramid story. So the song, every time I hear the song, it reminds me of this girl from college. I knew her. I'm not going to say her name. She's married, happy, and shit now. But
ruin that shit.
We worked together.
I can blend it out for you.
We're good. We worked together, and we used to chill and smoke. And she would come to the crib, sometimes with her friend, sometimes just herself, whatever. And one night, she was supposed to come over and chill, and it was, like, late at night, like, I don't know, after 11, and she, I'll be over after I get off work, and I'm like, I know somebody, like, I know it's closed, I should have said somebody, but I was like, I know it's closed, like, I, you mean, and she, oh, no, and she was, like, go-go dance, she wasn't a full stripper, it was like a topless type fucking place, and she was gonna come over after that, she came over, she must have been a little lit, because she was, like, dancing in my living room, and, like, I don't know, like, shaking her ass, and, like,
I don't know why, but I just remembered this chick.
Yeah, you remember? Yeah,
I just remember
that? She put her titties in my face, and I remember, because you and Walter were there.
I don't know why this hasn't been in my memory, but like as soon as you started describing that chick, I'm like, well, yeah, why was this chick hanging out with Troy? Like,
yo, yeah.
I didn't mean it like that.
Why is she?
He's throwing his shit at me. Like,
I was like, yo, this go-go dancing chick? She was like a freak. Wait.
I mean, surprisingly, Troy got some game sometimes when he turns it on. Anyways, she came over that one night, and she, I don't know, like, you went to your room, and then Walter was there, and he was like awkward, because he's like, well, I'm going to, like, get up and go in the kitchen or something. He went in the kitchen, and like, I don't know, she was there. We had a little thing or whatever. We never really went anywhere with it at all, to be honest. I probably dropped the ball on that shit. I am notorious for dropping the ball.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah. Sad. Anywho, whenever I hear Pyramids by Frank Ocean, I automatically think about her, man. I don't know. Just
working
like,
at the pyramids tonight. I wish I could sing like Frank Ocean, but I don't have
every
it.
Every time
in,
I hear that
like,
song.
Do you need a minute to recover?
No,
nah,
man.
Go?
I was like, fucking
choking up in the middle of the camera. Just like, yo,
that was like 10 years ago, bro. 10 years ago, probably.
That is crazy. She
looks like a freak,
to...
bro. I don't...
Yeah, she's a mom of two now. She's married and happy, bro. She's good.
She's good.
That doesn't mean anything.
Jesus Christmas.
I know some, like, because Sandy's works at a... I'm not saying anything. this is my wife's name, Sandy. Sandy, I'm not going to say anybody's name, but like I know some teachers. And you'd be surprised. My wife works for a school district. And I'm like, yo, teachers get down. So you could be a mom of two, but that don't mean anything.
I'm not saying she lost her freakiness. I'm sure her and her husband probably get down all the time, but she's happily married. You know what I mean? I'm not a home wrecker.
Right. I mean, Brandon is like, yo.
Okay. Now, if she got divorced, that's a different. She fair game then. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But that's, you know, I'm not going to try to ruin someone's happy relationship, Brandon.
What?
You see him at the type.
I see him at the type. What is this?
Okay, well, before we even start rolling, was he talking about a story about, like, a chick that wanted to fuck him? He was just like, yeah, she got a boyfriend. Like, don't.
All right.
Like, yeah. I'm like, hold on. Nah, I got to hold you accountable, Brandon. Nah. Need some accountability.
All right, so Nick Grant.
Yeah, let's get into these reviews, man.
Hold on. Before we actually start, did any of you check out the XXL freshman ciphers?
That just came out. I heard they were trash.
I didn't like... Okay. I actually watched them all this morning.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be too negative. I sound like an old head.
They're probably bad.
I'll check it out.
I saw the list.
There's a few. I'm gonna read the
They
were all there's three cyphers produced by Weezy out of here. The first one I watched was with Nardo Wick.
Okay.
I didn't like it, just wasn't for me. I don't know if it's just his flow. Maybe it's like a style of rapping that I just can't fuck with, but mm-hmm. I didn't think was very good at all. I don't want to be too critical because people in the comment section were like, oh, he killed that shit. I'm like, am I listening to the same shit, bro? Because that shit was offbeat. And I'm like, maybe that he was going for that, but mm-hmm. I don't know. And then there's like Big 30. I never heard like really of any of these.
Yeah, no, me either.
So Big Dirty, actually, like he kind of sounded like Gucci Mane. I don't know if you really like Gucci, but he just sounded pretty much like a standard Gucci verse.
When it comes to Atlanta trap, more of T.I. kind of guy.
I know you are. See, I wasn't originally a Gucci fan. I didn't like it until I started listening to that shit more often.
Yeah.
But it's hard. If you try to listen to this man's catalog, he's got like
mm-hmm.
30,000 songs.
It's actually, like they're it's not all crazy. Good.
You gotta wade through a lot of.
Bad
to get, yeah. But like he's got some gems in there.
Yeah,
there's one called by a dude named Big Scar. Again, I didn't know who that was, but like I don't know what happened to his verse, but it got edited. Like you remember that scene in
like
Dave?
10 seconds.
Yo, do you remember that scene?
You saw it.
Yo, you remember that scene in Dave when Dave is like when Dickie's trying to do the XL freestyle and he can't do it.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, we'll make something out of that. Yo, he raps for like 10 seconds and then it stops. And then it's just him, like, I'm a number something. And then it just cuts away again. And then the next person jumps in. And I'm like, where's the verse? Like, the whole, like, where's the beef, ladies? That's even.
Where's the
I was like, that's too young. That's 80s. Yeah. That's dated. Oh, I'm
it's a Wendy's
dating
commercial.
Myself.
I do know that, though.
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
My actual favorite person from that verse was Ken the Man. I love the name, too. Like,
of course
Ken
you
the
do.
Man.
Anybody that has a cool name, Kung Fu Kenny, Kenny Beats, Ken the Man. I'm like, you guys, god damn it. Like, I have something.
You had that. You had the chance 10 years ago when you were rapping. You didn't want to do it.
Yeah, you can find my two songs on SoundCloud from 10 years ago. Yeah.
Special K. That's
what I sound like. I'm.
He looks serial too. So
intellectually disabled. Oh wait, was that a real person?
Special
no.
K. That's you.
Oh no, yeah. Wait, no, that's me. No, that's not. That sounds terrible.
You like serial too. So it's kind of
sounds like a disabled rapper named Special K. It's just like yo. I'm gonna stop before I say something.
It sounds like something. Probably be a South Park character.
Yo, exactly. Yeah.
Kidding. Anyways, fucking. Yeah, no, I didn't watch them. I heard they were trash. I saw the list.
There's a couple ones. This chick named Callie, and she killed it. I don't know my opinion. I feel like I'm not even like there are. I'm when it comes to female rappers, I don't know why I feel like mm-hmm. I try to say I'm not biased, but I feel like there is a bias there.
From
like
a female rapper, right?
Yeah, Ken the Man. That's why the female rappers killed this shit, and the guys, I feel like. There's a dude on there. Am I saying it right? You probably know. Sofego? Is that how you say his name?
I
thought his shit was like, I don't know if he was doing it off the top, but it wasn't bad. It was just meh. Like, it's not.
I heard of him.
It's not. Yeah. It wasn't. He didn't leave me with a lasting impression. I'm like, if this is your chance, if you're on the XXL freshman, like, don't, like, come with some shit that's weak like some of the dudes. I'm like, yo, like, this is your spotlight. Like, mm-hmm. fucking step up to the game or step out of the way and give it to somebody who's going to kill that shit. Because
ciphers are dated.
Yeah, I mean.
Because it's not.
Maybe I'm in that era where fucking that shit meant something. Like I used to be excited for the hip hop cyphers every year.
But like if we took
they're
if
not
we,
lyrical rappers.
Yeah, I would say if we took these artists we covered this week or in someone like Coach Contra and people like that. But, Chris Patrick, you put them in a fucking cipher.
Tapio Alfredo, Big Baby Gucci, and Surf Skirt all in a cipher. Their power does not lie in lyrics. Now all of them can spit, so I'm sure they would throw something together. Like,
I know, what you mean, but to say I wouldn't say it's dated. I just think that
yeah.
There was a time where ciphers were like the
if you're not a lyrical like a rapper, like why even bother doing the cipher though? Like I don't know
because
you need the attention in the spotlight.
That's a good point
like,
too.
Like just be like, yo, that's not my lane.
I choose them
first. Yeah, I'm like that's not my lane
because the XXL is chasing clout and they're gonna try to choose the names who they think are going to be get some views and shit like that. And to his point, their fans are gonna say it's good regardless because
it's not even XXL that does it. They're voted on. They give you a list of people.
Oh, right, so their fan bases are probably strong and solid because there's a lot of kids out there who like that shit, man. But I just think, like, you know, that style of hip hop. We'll talk about it in a second because I'm gonna talk about HB Been Dope. I'll link it all back together. But there is that pocket of hip hop still exists, you know, the bar heavy hip hop, you just got to try to find this artist for a cypher. Because, you mean, again, melodic rappers aren't going to be great in a cypher.
And so. I mean, I like melodic rap,
but it's more about bars, usually, typically. So,
but people around my age, they always say that their favorite cypher was the one that happened, I don't know, 2016, whatever, 21 Savage and Uzi and Kodak. And they're not lyrical rappers, I would say. But
I don't know. I remember TDE had a real good one way back in the day. Yeah, TDE had a great one. I mean, there's been some good ones over time, but like it was definitely more prominent a decade ago, probably. Mm-hmm. You mean that one was
only they definitely fell off.
What? Yeah, I mean, the Twitter, I remember Twitter was like jump when that shit came
out. I don't even remember what the meme was. What was the meme?
It's like 21 Savage and Luke.
Oh, that 21. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the TDE one. The TDE one was actually good.
Yeah, the TDE one was actually good.
I think that same year, it was like, that was the BET Hip Hop Awards. Yeah, they also have like the, it was like Eminem's, like, in Slaughterhouse also had,
T.I. and Hustle Gang had one time.
Yeah.
They had all the crews. All the crews would do one. Some of them were fucking dope. I was always mad because, like, at a time, like, I don't think Dreamville was, like, I think Dreamville would kill one. Like, you mean, like, you have, like, someone like Cole, yeah, that would be, a,
like, a great
and
fucking, to have.
And then all those guys, like, even, like, Boz and even, like, Omen and Loot and all those guys, man. They all could rap, so, like,
man, the whole D-bench.
They would, huh?
I said, you know the whole roster. I was like, you
I mean, yeah, I'm a, like, I was like, oh. And I didn't even mention Kaz or fucking Earth Gang, who's nice.
Yeah, I do like Earth Gang.
Let's move away from J. Cole and Dream Milk, and let's just do
see that mouth getting wet already.
please clip that for me, all right?
You always want him to clip
I
me.
I need it.
Why? What do you do with these clips?
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know, actually, probably not.
He's got a whole stash.
Anywho, man, let's move on here. So last time we reacted to, Kenny wasn't here to react to him, but we reacted to and chose HB Bindo, Red Veil, and Nick Grant. I didn't say Red Veil this time. I'm really proud of myself. So let's get into it. HB Bindo.
Sure. Let me ask a quick question before we start.
Sure.
Because I want to, I guess, evolve myself, right? Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm just curious and I want to experiment. How do you guys listen to your artists for the week? You know, like, I know you say you like to listen to their last projects or whatnot. So for this week, how did you guys listen to them?
So, me personally, what I do is I usually choose their most two recent albums. And I listen to them full through. I give each their own time, a session. I listen to both projects back to back. Now, if it's a long project, an hour long project, I might have to like do one and do one the next day because it's a long time. But I check this both projects, and then I go through each one, and then I put them on shuffle in my car, and just so I could just hear like their music while I'm driving. And that's how I learned like Lucy's. They have like him over the past couple of years, but that's simply how I do it. Mainly because I always like the Tragic interview because of the fact that we went back and listened to his old shit, and he was like, "Yo, I made cabinets when I was 17, like 22 now. Like I'm that's not who I am anymore." So I try to give them, I try to listen to the most recent music first because. To me, that's the artist they're trying to be right now. And that's who I want to judge and listen to. Does that make any sense? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like if I, that's just how I look at it now. Because I'm trying to judge them off the music they're putting out currently versus something they made 5 years ago when it just started. You know what I mean?
That's I find that interesting because I have the exact opposite. I like to start, like, I like to see the progression. Yeah. Like, someone like Red Veil. Like, I can see his progression from, like, when he mm-hmm. made his first, like, his, you were talking about, he, who the dude you just talking about made his first track when he was like 17?
Tragic.
Oh yeah, David the Tragic. Who yeah. I liked Still Alive. Like I actually liked that album a lot.
It grew me a lot too by the time I interviewed.
But like Red Veil, who started producing his own music, he's 15. I'm twice his age. I'm like, I'm not gonna be critical of a 15-year-old music's first attempt at making an album. Cause when I was 15, I'm 30 still playing with Yu-Gi-Oh cards. So I'm like, I wasn't out here making music and
that's true.
I don't know. So I respect it, and I don't really have anything negative to say about it.
About being negative about it. It's from the Tragic interview, I took away from it. I was like, oh, like, I liked shit when he was younger compared to when he was older. And then I was like, I felt bad because he's like, well, that's not even like the artist who I want to be anymore. And I'm like, when you're first starting, like, you might not be the artist you want to be. Like, as you grow, your sound changes and you become more the artist you want to be. So that's why I started more recent shit because I'm like, oh, this is who they're putting out to the world right now. Yeah. So let me talk to that person right now. Other than artists, they or song they made 5 years ago when they were 17, they're like just start because it could be good or bad. That's neither here nor there. You know what I mean, just kind of trying to react to what they are currently.
I started like Kenny too. I think like it's cool to see their progression.
It is cool though.
How they grow, if they improve, if maybe they get too comfortable, if they're doing the same shit and whatnot. So I find that interesting. I feel like it's not good. Maybe in the beginning, I would just listen to their most popular songs, right? I feel like that's unfair. Obviously, there's some shit that's catchy that's going to blow up. But I feel like a really good artist is someone that you could just shuffle and it's consistent regardless.
That's probably my favorite way is when I'm just driving or if I'm just working, I put my headphones on and throw it on shuffle and just hearing their songs bounce from all over. Because then I do like that that way. That's usually my second listen around. I mean, that's usually I do shuffle, second listen. And I do that more probably.
See, I guess... because I'm always looking for, like, new music. But I guess I get more specifically to the question. I was listening to these artists with the intent of, like, oh, I have to review them. I have to kind of give some thoughts. So if it's, like, somebody I'm just kind of discovering on my own, I might just, like, what are your best songs? I'm like, you've got, like, three songs to, like, catch me. And then I'll, like, all right, let me throw on your album. And I have, like, we were talking about those long drives. I'll, like, I'll throw your album on and listen to it front to back. Because there are certain things I like to listen to. I feel like there's a difference between like dudes who make albums like Kendrick, who's like, it's very detailed, like song structure. And then there's dudes that just want to make singles and put against like a project of like singles. And I'm like, so I don't know. I feel like, I'm not going to talk about, don't know who we're talking about first, but I'm like, if you listen to like Learn to Swim, I feel like that's a great like album.
Yeah.
Like, the way the songs like structure and.
Some artists really care about that kind of shit, though. Yeah. Some artists really care about their
the order,
the sequence of the order. Because sometimes an album, let's say how we grew up, but I think, you know, how I used to look at albums, like, oh, this is a project they've been planning and putting together. Like, yeah, you might have a single on there that they're trying to make it pop for the radio, but for the most part, it's usually kind of like, for example, one of my favorite rappers of all time, T.I. for C.I.P. That's a fucking, he put that project, it's telling you a story from start to end.
Yeah.
You mean cover to cover. And that's sequencing. It's not just like song, you know what I mean? Like it's just, it actually makes sense when you listen to it full through. You guys mentioned J. Cole, but you listen to something like 4 Eyes Only. That's telling you a story. But then that's a concept album. So like some of these young guys, I feel like they're just putting like, as you said, they're just like, hey, let's just fucking put a project out. So song. Who cares if it has any kind of flow to it? Let's just fucking put it out.
DJ Premier had an interview that came out yesterday on Anthony Fantano's channel, but it's worth.
I hate Anthony Fantano.
DJ Premier is a legend, though.
Yeah, but like it's worth ultimate listening hater. For just he's hearing from hater. DJ. Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for you to say that.
He's the ultimate hater, dude.
But just I'm like, because I just wanted to hear his. It's like a 40-minute interview, so I'm like one of the pioneers of hip hop. I just wanted to hear what he said. He talks about like, yo, it used to be about the album, and he's like now they're like more worried about who you got featured on that shit.
Yeah.
Like, who's.
Mm-hmm. So. And big singles, man. It's, you know what I mean, like one single could change your life, as we're seeing with Armani White right now. Like he dropped Billie Eilish, and he's fucking.
I did like that song.
Booming, yeah. Like he's going off.
No, I did like that song. Like that's the song you guys reviewed, and I was like,
he's going crazy, dude.
Big T-shirt. No,
I think he dropped that after you reviewed, right?
Or like right, like around
it was
the
like,
time.
He might have dropped it like the week of we reviewed him. Like you know what I'm saying, we reviewed something him, like and he that, dropped yeah. like that week. And we, It dropped like right after we reviewed it, like the next.
It dropped right after our episode dropped.
Okay, yeah. So, but yeah. So, one single could change your life. Anyways, man, let's get into these artists. We'll start with HB Been Dope. Brandon, go ahead. Why don't you lead in? So, tell me how you feel about HB Been Dope.
HD Been Dope, cool ass name. I would say.
What do you think the HD stands for?
That's a good question.
I think it's just his name is actually Darius Henry.
Okay.
The name dropping, but I think it may be. I don't know if it stands for like acronyms. I don't know when acronyms.
Put his full fucking government out there.
When did acronyms become like the shit? Everybody has like a ABC, whatever the fuck the name is. So that's a digression.
ABCD.
HD Been Dope. Yeah, he's been dope, I guess, man. He's fucking. He's tough. I feel like he has, I don't know, when I hear him rap, I feel like he has like a chip on his shoulder or something, you know, he's very aggressive, has that energy, has that passion. I like, the more I listened to him, the more I was impressed, consistent, all the quality of the music and the engineering sound good to me. He has some crazy bars, hyped up. I mean, it's, like I said, every time we talk about a good artist, like, what am I going to do? I'm just going to suck up at everything they're good at. Like, I can't, I really couldn't criticize him in a certain way.
I really couldn't, like... have like my criticisms of are really only from his first album, the Peace Be the Journey, and those are just like nitpicks. But like
I love that album. I mean, I think I love the skits on the album.
Yeah.
Londell.
I love Londell, Simmons, or whatever it says. Yo, it's so good, man. I don't know. I just love. My favorite one's when he's on a train. Or he's talking, he's like, yeah, I was on the train. And this little boy would say he's popping or something like that. I'm like,
you don't know what popping is.
He's like, pop is when pop is when you're with you. A fucking white man asks you to fuck his wife in the middle of the country, something that's like hilarious. That. I'm like, yo, that shit had me dying. I'm like, yo, shit, this is stupid. But
actually, what I like about all three of the artists, to some degree or another, more Nick Grant, they all, with that Peace Be the Journey with the Londell,
yeah,
whoever the hell his name is, they all pay homage or use samples from, I think, is the best era of music to ever exist, which is like the late 60s and the 70s. Mm. And whether he's talking about the Seductions.
Yeah, which is the thing he has.
Yeah, I mean, even like Grant does like a whole funk album, or even his Return of the Cool is a soul album.
Loveland, talk about, right? Yeah, we'll get to Nick Grant in a second.
But yeah, no, I really like HD Bendope. Like he was saying, I love his energy. Like this dude's got, my favorite thing about him actually is like his flows. Like he's got bars, but what his he can flitch between like that drill and then whoa, like these cadence, and it keeps you engaged throughout the entire song.
Yeah,
like I'm like these full flitch ups, like the energy is just there, and the bars are there, and I'm like he's just got like that I don't know, like some of his singles, he's got like that New York sound that I love.
Well, he's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, so I'm like when I was listening to him, I'm like it sounds like that Joey Badass Pro Air vibe that I fuck with.
He has
I can hear it.
Well said, by the way. Exactly what I was thinking. Just, you know, can't say it like he did. So, you know.
I appreciate that, man.
This is literally one of the five notes I wrote. Because usually I list a lot of songs from albums alike, as you know. But my five notes were bars, more traditional rap sound, beat selection, storytelling, and different flows.
Yeah.
Like, he nailed all those for me across the board. I thought he chose different beats.
You can make that like a thing for like all our artists. Like have what like, different I really category like... and see how good they do in all those categories. If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, for like a limit test kind of almost.
Yeah, like how you just said. Okay,
yeah, you know what? These are workouts we should have off camera. Said on camera, yeah, right, but that's fine. Yeah, but okay. I mean that's typically when I'm listening to I already do that in my head. I just don't like I have an actual. You know what I'm saying? This is more in my head. But yeah, you both said it, bars. I hate using the word traditional rap sound, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like old school, like classic.
Bar heavy type shit, where it's actually rapping and not just like, not the, the melodic singing type, you know, party, you know, any of that shit. You know what I mean? He's just rapping. And like I said, beat selection, storytelling. You mentioned the song earlier.
Old head.
Superheroes. Featuring Rhodes Rollins, which sounds like a really cool wrestling name or something. It's a female singer, I believe. It's definitely a nod to Stand by Eminem.
It's definitely
structured that same exact way.
So I really like that song, but it's like not a song I can listen to for like enjoyment. I can't just put that song on and just be like,
well, it's like Stan.
Yeah, you're something right at you.
Hey, yo, Ben, how you doing? It's me. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, but no. The only thing I was mad, there was no like end verse where he raps from
the
other perspective. But it was really dope. Hollywood, you were playing it earlier. I think Creepin', one of my favorite songs, featuring this is all. These are all off the Broken Dreams album, by the way.
I like Broken Dreams more than I like.
Me too.
Probably.
Me too. I think like the beat selection. It's each beat sounds like very. Like, there's a.
Mm-hmm.
It's versatile. It's variety, but it's also. Like cohesive, like it's not a bunch of different sounding tracks that don't sound together. Like as an album, it sounds good, but it's like it's entertaining because it doesn't all sound the
same.
Exactly. And my only problem with Peace Be the Journey, as with the last time we were here talking about it last week, I just think it's a little too long. It's like an over an hour, and maybe it's just I have ADD, and like I'm just like
no, because both his albums are long. He definitely Broken Dreams. I'm looking at right now. Broken Dreams is 53 minutes, which is like long for a modern album. Like that's, I mentioned this last week when we had a conversation. I think I personally like, how can I say this? I think I like the long rides of albums better. I mean, I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is, but it just feels like too many times nowadays, artists are putting out, we have this conversation about what's better. These 8 tracks where every song is 2 or 3 minutes and it's like a 20-minute listen and you're done with it. Or these 50-minute-long, hour-long type of rides.
Literally like a movie.
I think the sweet spot is like 40 minutes. Like 40, like somewhere around that time is like, yeah, not like some like Earl Sweatshirt. There's like six songs. They're all 2 minutes left. It's like 16-minute album. Like,
which is why I think probably I might like the Broken Dreams more because it's only 53 minutes versus an hour and 6 minutes.
And there's no skits. I mean, I did enjoy the skits. They made me laugh.
But Broken Dreams tells you a story too. So when I mentioned storytelling, like you listen to that album, and like for me, it comes down to like Next Time, which is
Next Time,
dude.
Yeah,
in that last verse, he's rapping to his son, kind of like about his son. That the idea of, and we all do this in life, was like, I'll get to it tomorrow, I'll get to it next week. We'll start this tomorrow, I'll start the gym tomorrow. There's always that pushing it off to next time, and the way he wrapped that song up with like him, you know, talk about like, he wanted to be for his son's party, and then he got the call to go to make money for a show and blah blah. And he's calling his son and says like, "Don't worry, Dad, I know you'll be here next time." And it's just like it, I don't know, it was just like, I'm like, damn, I love that song and the message about it, because when you think about it, I'm like, oh, it's really true. We did it all the time. Like we push things off, and like you never really know.
That's what it's all about, is pushing off your dreams because you got bills to pay. There's a verse where he's just like, "Yo, these bills aren't going to pay themselves." But I'm like, do I chase my dreams or do I like not have lights?
And then I think Finn's the last one, which is like this long ass song. I think Finn's, I'm pretty sure it's a long ass song, it's like 7 minutes long, and he kind of runs you through like building his team, going out on tour, and like he's like, "Oh, we're all going to start eating." Da, da, da. And he comes home, he's like broke as fuck again. He's like, "All the money he's put into it, he didn't really make much back." And he was like, "You know what I mean?" People leaving this and that, and like I was just like, "Yo, I really, really enjoyed listening to him, man."
That's the whole concept of the album. Because if you even see how the album is stylized, it's broke with a capital N. Dreams. Yeah. So it's broke and dreams. So he's like out here on tour, doing it, like living his dream, but coming at the end of the day, he's like still broke as hell. Like exactly, it's the first song is called like 20K. I think it's like, so I just made 20K. Yep. How the fuck am I still broke, bro? And I'm like,
we talked about earlier the Hollywood song, like how it has it that dual, when the beat switch, it kind of has like that flip of like perspectives. Like, you mean like the first person is to me, from what I got, was everybody's kind of calling him bougie, kind of calling him Hollywood. And the flip side of it, he's like, "Well, Hollywood? Yeah, I am Hollywood, bitch. I'm trying to go out here and like make it." You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. I loved listening to him. I would listen to more of him. I followed him on Instagram, like, definitely cool. Turned me into a fan.
Actually, my favorite shit he did is his 4 like track EP. It's like
Side A. Yeah. The preface?
Yeah. He actually released videos for all those. Like, he makes music that just makes me just fucking like do this shit. Like, oh, that fucking. I love the rhyme with that shit. Those shit just bops. I'm like, that shit gives you like, sometimes I. But about Broken Dreams, it goes harder. I know. I would wait for Brandon to go, "It goes hard." I'm like, I don't have that energy. I'm like, it goes hard.
But
like,
there's
something like when you get to the third track, I'm like, this shit is like kind of a banger. Like, I hear those on the Peace Be the Journey. But then, like, that 4-track EP. Okay, there's one song off
produced
that 4-track.
Produced by
Earl on the Beat.
Yeah, Earl on the Beat is the producer. So I want to give him this process because it's kind of a joint.
That's the
project.
One you guys reacted to.
Really Might.
Really Might.
Yeah.
But he also has Wrist on there and Windows Down, which I love both of those songs too.
Okay. The one song you left off is the one I don't like, which is Hold Me Down, because it sounds like a generic. The personality that HB Bendope gets, like, it just is not there. Yeah. It sounds like it could be a generic Lil Durk song or something. I'm like, yo.
It's my least favorite of the four.
Even the beat was like one of those YouTube free whoever type beats. So I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was probably my least favorite of the four. But yeah, I like Wrist, Windows Down, Really Might a lot.
I don't know if he has any other music that I've heard.
That's just on Bird on Shuffle. Yeah. Bird is Fire from 2019. Mm-hmm. It was a single.
There's a stretch of releases. Like, it's like that Cayman. I'm not talking
about Cayman,
Did you watch any of the videos for him?
I didn't watch videos.
I guess I watch some videos because Bobby's do that too. Like, hey, you really are
Bobby. He makes interesting videos. Mm-hmm.
I feel like also for the reviews, it's not about listening to everything they have per se, but a lot of, maybe if you listen to enough of their music consistently, then it makes you want to listen to the rest. So I haven't listened to all of him or Negrang, et cetera, but it makes you want to listen to all their other shit that you haven't heard.
I think when we review them, it's the best, it's to try to get a snapshot of who they are as an artist. And then basically, you're right. Do they make you want to listen to them more?
Yeah.
And I can safely say, I want to hear more of HP Bindu. I hope he continues to fucking blow up or, you know, climb and get better and better and better. So You got me. I'm a fan.
I think to like, Kenny's point, the reason like I never got stale is because he is versatile. He could do all this type of shit, which makes a good artist. He could rap hard, bars that hard. That doesn't matter. Like, it's not to say it doesn't matter, but maybe some things that's just like more hype. And then he has other shit, like you said, that's just deep and has a story. And so you could do all that type of stuff, which I guess you don't have to do if you're an artist. But for me, that bumps up your ability so much more to me, and listenability, when nothing really sounds the same and you're doing all these different avenues, like, in, you know, in a good way.
I always say you can make the music you want to make. Yeah.
Hold on, wait. You just flipped your hat around. I'm like, yo, that band is working.
It's working. He's fighting for his life.
Yo, so the story behind it, real quick, is that my mom wanted to give me a Dolphins hat for my birthday, and she bought me this hat, and I'm like, oh, she's fired. And I'm like, oh, you get it fitted? And she's like, nah, I got a snapback. Yo, snapbacks do not work on my big ass head. Like, I had literally. Like, if I grow my hair out any longer than it is right now, I can't, it'll pop. Like, I've literally stretched, this is maximum. So,
when my hair grows, I got a big head too, bro.
You won't see me wearing this hat in like 2 weeks when my hair grows long.
I like wearing hats more like that shit.
Yeah, I got the adjustable shit.
Yes, hell yeah.
What the fuck was I gonna say before you interrupted me?
I'm sorry, I had to get that.
Damn, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Versatile, different.
Oh, yeah. To your point about making songs that have like storytelling you can make it. We said this on this pod before, make any kind of music you want to make. It's your art. Do that. But you'll never, ever, to me, climb the ranks of being like what I consider like the best.
If you're only doing one trick pony.
You know what I mean? I love Top Alfredo and he'll probably blow up. But if he's always making this song for the next 10 years, you'll never, ever be a top five to me because you'll never get that because you have to have like, you have to be versatile. I think to be a great rapper, hip hop artist, you have to be able to do more than just a one trick pony. You know what I mean? Agree. Even 21 Savage can fucking.
I remember when he shifted from fucking, the old shit to kind of like the new shit. I remember when he had like a shift, and I think that's what it's all about. An artist is being able to see their growth and evolution. Yeah, every album is the same for certain people. Some people go do different things in their life, and then that goes to the music, which I think is cool. Instead of just doing the same trap hype shit every day, like fucking with DaBaby, you know, they always make fun of him for that sounding the same. Well, he does.
If you don't change, you'll fall off.
Yeah, for sure.
That's very true too. I feel as well. Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's all a thumbs up for HD Ben Dope.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. He's an intelligent lyricist with solid vocal performance.
went to fucking Harvard with that.
That's a beautiful way to wrap it up on him. Let's move over to Red Veil, who I called Red Veal for like so many times last episode.
When do you guys start?
I mean, I didn't think of any notes for him or Nick Rant, but I was just enjoying the music, kind of. I had to listen to him more at work, so I didn't have my notebook on me to write notes down, but it's all up here, man. I enjoyed him, too. I thought Learn This One was an awesome project. We talked about that a lot. PG Baby was fire when we listened to it. It grew on me a lot. Mars, a Automatic, song. And Diving Board, also some of my favorites on that project. Shout out to Overcast on Automatic. He produced that song, probably. Yeah, fire. But I really enjoyed him too, man. He's similar in a lot. I thought in a lot of ways to, they all kind of play in that similar kind of realm, of artistry for hip hop. I thought more so than like you know how we group like the Fredos and Gucci's together. You know what I'm saying? Draco's kind of. I feel like these three kind of grouped together more than like that.
I feel like they sound a lot different. I didn't review. When you guys talk about Fredo, I've not listened to his music.
So what I mean by that is, I'm not saying they sound alike, but I feel like they're more about bars and rapping versus like the auto-tune type of like, just like when we're in my car, I'll play you some like Fredo and Gucci, and you'll know exactly what I'm saying.
It's a feeling.
Like,
it's a vibe. It's,
yeah.
Gotcha.
You mean like they're about lyrics and shit like that versus where the other ones are more about like a vibe and an energy and like what they're putting out.
And you can like fucking both if you want.
And we do like both. Exactly. I had a fucking blast listening to Baby Gucci and Top Hill Fredo. So I wasn't shaded them. I'm just saying it's just different styles of music making. But yeah, I think I added almost every song from this project onto my playlist.
From what project?
From Learn to Swim.
Okay. I downloaded the entire album. I texted you when you were listening. Nice. I was like, "That's a no skip." I was like, "That's a no skip for me." Like, I like to listen to that entire. To me, that's an album. That
see, and yeah. I listen differently. I didn't listen to the album front to back. I listened to all these songs, so that's something that interests me. Maybe I will listen front to back. And you know,
if you listen to it like as a whole album, it's kind of got a concept of learning to swim, being like him coming into adulthood, like and traversing choppy waters, and if you look at the cover, it's like him above water with his nose pinched, like keeping your head above water and learning to swim, learning to become a man. And I don't know, I love every track off the album. And anything that those two albums that were before that, it's just he's like 15 and 16, so yeah. I'm like, you're gonna hear the growth. I'm like, it's there, but I'm like, yeah. The songs aren't perfect, and then you just hear like sonically, like Learn to Swim just takes like a big leap as like he produced like the whole thing himself, and just think it's.
Yeah,
hey, it just dropped.
It's one of my favorite albums that came out in 2022.
It came out 420. It's 12 songs, 35 minutes. That's right in that sweet spot. And I actually don't mind that too much because it's 12 songs at 35 minutes. So it's about 3 minutes per track on average. You would think so. That's not too bad. I kind of fits in my little pocket too. So yeah, again, I enjoyed it. You told me about you let the album first before I listened to it.
Yeah, you're I haven't even listened to any of them yet. These are the people that are. Well, you were on right away, and I was just like, "Cool, I'm on it."
I sent you that text like that, like right after we filmed that day,
and I was just like, "Yeah, I just listened to his entire album, no skips."
It was like that Tuesday. I'm like, I haven't listened to anything yet. Like,
he's a permanent resident.
Yeah, no, honestly, did his homework, knows the age and all this shit.
I can't consider myself a hip hop historian. Do my research.
You're your own thing.
I like to do my research. Listen, I just felt like I wanted to be.
Yeah. Well, I can't even really be the Milch. I can't even really be.
Scholar.
I can't be.
Honestly,
I can't be the Milch anymore though because me and him are the same age.
I'm technically. I'm like
still in it. You're still a middle.
No, I'm older than you by like.
By fucking like 8 months.
Yeah, that's the middle child. I suppose how time works, Troy.
I'm big bro and little bro all once. Cole say.
You know what Cole said.
Yeah.
You know what Cole said.
But what'd you think?
I follow this playlist on Spotify. It's called like Mellow Bars, you know, and he gives me something like that. I've always liked that. Of course, I like the old school hard shit, but I have a sweet spot for like a nice, chill, mellow rap beat, and then somebody just kind of just spin bars. Like, it doesn't have to be like the energy. Like, he doesn't have the energy that HD been dope, but he can rap. He has the articulation. So I like that type of avenue of hip-hop. He's smooth, nice flow. I haven't listened to that album front to back like you did, but I have to. And I forget, maybe it's like Revolutions or just the whole album, the Niagara album and whatnot. But he gave me some like Snotty Man vibes, who we reviewed here.
Yeah.
Some of the beats were like old MF Doom vibes or maybe even like Joey Badass. Shit like that, which I fuck with
heavily. You had this MF Doom shirt on one of the podcasts.
Malcolm bought it for me.
I wish I was a medium. I'd beat him up and steal that shirt.
Definitely my favorite shirts. Yeah, I love Doom.
Yo, so do I.
My God.
He died, right?
What?
That was before he died.
Oh, yeah, you guys made before,
I was like, oh, man, that's a dope shirt. Yeah. I love that one.
Thank you, Malcolm.
This was last week. I'm like, hey, we're going to review these people. I just want to give them another listen to. Sandy and I have completely different tastes.
I know that
music.
For a fact.
Yeah, so I was like, but you might like it.
Meet me in the middle.
I was like, because he has... And she was like, oh, is this Tyler, the Creator? And I was just like, nah, but he has earlier production. Like, there's a song on there. Like, I don't know if it's his first album, Bittersweet Cry, but there's a song on there. I'm like, this sounds like Tyler, the Creator, producing. Like, the synths he likes to use. But he has a very Earl Sweatshirt type flow.
Exactly.
His voice is very...
Yes.
He's not as expressive as HB Ben Dope or Nick Grant, but I don't know. I love the way he flows on these... Because he's producing himself, and he's just flowing over these beats. Like, it's just... They're a perfect pairing, and...
Sometimes it's like to not overcomplicate things. I just make it simple. Sounds good.
Yeah,
it sounds good.
Yeah, that's the difference between us and Kenny.
Like,
yeah,
there's a couple songs in there I really like. Like one of the first guys you ever reviewed was Chris Patrick. Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And he has a song on there called. I think it's my favorite song off the Niagara album. It's called. No, I don't know if it's my favorite, but the one with Chris Patrick. Yeah, I can't think of the name unless I'm like scrolling on my phone.
Speaking of Chris Patrick, he's about to drop X-Files, I think.
Oh, damn.
This month or next month, his album. Okay. I'm ready for that, actually, because like Chris Patrick's my dude. He's pretty nice.
Yeah, he's fine. Clench, I believe.
Yeah, that is, as soon as you said that, I'm like scrolling through my phone. Like, what the
that
hell
is a good ass song. I like that album a lot. I might have listened to that whole one, actually.
Really. See, that one I kind of just dibble dabbled in. You know what I mean? Mm. I really like Learn to Swim a lot, so I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, so now
in my car, it's been playing in my car so much. Mm-hmm. Like at work, I leave work, I put it on, like it's just.
Because it's that sweet spot. It's something that you could play like on the way to work and on the way back and listen to the whole thing.
Well, I mean, not 35 minutes, a 35 minute ride from.
No, I'm saying. By the end of the day, you listen.
But if I'm cruising, if I have to run some errands and quick, yeah, it's a perfect thing. It does feel like a perfect album. Mm-hmm. Listen to it. I hate to say that, but like listen to it in your car. But like, I don't know, man. I just enjoy riding around listening to this fucking album.
And there's also some artists and some songs that sounds good, and you're like, oh yeah, this is cool. And then other songs that are more like deep, and you're like, damn, I gotta listen to this again. And some are both. Some you could listen, and you don't have to pay attention really to the lyrics. You're like, oh, this vibe, this flows. And then you pay attention, you're like, holy shit.
I feel like PGBB or like Automatic songs. Like, you don't have to pay attention. That shit just got you in that fucking zone. But if you actually listen to what he's saying, I'm like, oh. He's from 18 years old, is very thoughtful and mature. Yes,
very insightful.
And I was very surprised like that he came out with the album. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm looking at Niagara, and I'm like, I downloaded each track or album, I downloaded more and more of it, and then learned it, so I downloaded. But he doesn't have a whole lot of other music that I found other than those three albums.
I think that you mentioned it about being 18 shit. Like, it always makes me, like, laugh. I think about myself at 18, I'm like, there's no fucking way I would be able to make, like... something like this. Like, I wouldn't be like...
It's crazy.
I was so not, like, mentally there at 18, mm-hmm. so it's, like, crazy to me that these kids are making these albums. I don't call them kids, like grown men now, but, like, mm-hmm. making these projects that...
Young adults.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Because even when you think back on something like IGIR, or, excuse me, Calvin, just when we talked to him, how, like, mature and, like, he knew who he was at, like, 19 years old. Like... Already, you know what I mean? Like, there's people still searching to find out who they are.
Their whole life.
And forever. And he knew exactly, he's in love, he loves his woman, he loves God, he wants to be focused, be a better man, and like, at 19, you know all that, right? That's fucking good
for you,
man.
And I'm not saying I'm old as hell. I mean, the whole generation, oh man, this new generation's fucked. And a lot of people are stupid, right? But then you meet some kids, like, I don't know, Channing even, or people that are young, early teenagers and whatnot, and you're like, oh, they have a good head on their shoulders.
You're right. When I met people like you, I'm like, I have no hope for this fucking generation.
Yeah.
You mean? But then I meet people like Malcolm and Channing.
Yeah.
And
these artists, yeah. Like, oh, you guys should carry society.
They're all right.
One thing I've realized is that, like, people that are like, oh, this generation is stupid. No, I talk to adults. Adults are stupid.
Yeah.
Like, there's like, your teacher older. I know some dumbass adults who haven't like
stuck in their
like,
ways.
Yeah, I'm like,
there's dumb people in every generation.
Yeah.
So like,
I'm like, this is, I can't.
And unfortunately, I think some of these artists who are coming up, they get wrapped in with, you hear all my new art, people like, oh, it must be one of those mumble rappers who just blah 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 blah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I was one of those people before this journey started.
Old head.
Yeah, right. I was like, I don't hear anybody new. Fuck that shit. Like, we rap about fucking like crying in a bedroom. Like, you're 16. What are you sad about? You know what I mean? Like, what do you know?
Y'all listen to 1985 by J. Cole.
Basically, that was my mindset. Yeah. Basically, which I mean, that song's not really dissing. That song is actually not dissing. He's actually trying to put them on game. Like, if you listen to the lyrics of the song. So the most light dissing of all time.
I don't want to turn the digression into J. Cole, so we're back to where you were.
But but no, off of that, like, you mean, like, that would have been my mindset of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you know? You mean, but then as I got into this journey over the past almost 6 months now and 10 episodes and however many artists, like, oh, yeah, I'm starting to realize they have a lot more to say than I probably originally thought, but a lot more talented than I probably originally thought, and this opened me up to more music than I probably ever would have been without this, probably. Mm-hmm. Like, if we didn't do this, I'd just be listening to, like, fucking 2014 Forest Hill Drive again. I mean, for the zillionth time, for the fucking back.
And,
I mean,
and the best feelings that Macklin's putting us onto these artists, and I'm listening to them, so my Spotify algorithm has changed drastically.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing new music that he hasn't even showed me, and I'm like, fuck, that's the best feelings when I find a song I haven't heard before, and I'm like,
I think my favorite thing of all time was when I got to Kamikaze And I was like, yo, Kim Kardashian. He's like, yo, stop. We're covered. I'm like, too late. I'm over here humming shit. He gave me that a Young Cuddy type of vibe. And I was just like fucking going crazy. Mm-hmm.
You ever try to put somebody onto some music and then like it's like, yo, I've been bumping this shit, and they're like, that shit is lame. I feel the same way. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? We can't be friends anymore. I'm like,
Or you're like, yo, put this on awesome, bumping in the car, and like 30 seconds later they skip it. I'm like,
I feel the type of way, yo. I'm like, I don't know, because I've got my people. I'm like, I stand for, as he stands for like J. Cole, I'ma stand for like, like he mentioned earlier, I love Run the Jewels.
Yeah.
I love JPEG Mafia. And I'm like, yeah, check this shit up. Like, skip, like halfway through. I'm like, the best part was coming up in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, for the most part, I think if I'm riding someone's car, I'll have to play what the fuck they want to play.
You gotta read the room, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I just can't do like techno shit. Like, when I remember, like, if I'm riding with Andrew, Andrew's like,
his beeps and boops.
He's just oonsing for the fucking, I'm like, yo, dude.
I can fuck with it. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Like, can we get off this oonsing for a little bit? Can we go somewhere else?
Like Drake's new album? That was a lot of
oonsing. There's two songs in the album that I fucking.
The very last one.
Which is not anything like the rest of the album, and Sticky. I don't know what it is about that song, Sticky. You know how sticky it gets.
This is a digression into but, where we were talking about Redville, but that album was whack.
I'll give him props for this, for trying something new. Anyways, final thoughts on Redville.
I will say a couple songs that Troy likes to name every song, but 5500 featuring Gio. I like Wait. I like Better. I like Pigeon Man a lot for some reason. Revolutions. but, you know, that's just me naming a few, but I have to listen to the whole Swimming
just
album.
Just a few.
Just a few, you know, a little sprinkle in there. I'm not going to name every 24 songs.
Yeah, the full fucking album, Learn to Swim, but Together, like I said, Mars was my favorite.
It's not that long, man. Automatic. Minutes, no. Easy.
It's a very easy listen.
Better, PG Baby, Diving Board, New. I mean, I love all
Better
fucking,
and PG. Those are two of the singles he's released. Yeah. Videos for them you can watch.
He has a nice voice. Like, he can, you know, sing or whatever you call it. Melodies, shit like that.
He's not, like, as, like, lyrical. But he's still a lyricist, like, but he's not, like, as, like, HB Bendoba and Nick Grant, where, like, bars is, like, the main kind of focus for Nick Grant. I'm like, him, it's just the whole song. Like, he's got great chord progression. And just, like, I love his samples he uses. Like, he's, his production style is good.
I do like to produce. I didn't know he produced it at all, so that's
He's
cool.
got, like, old soul samples. Like, you'll hear, like, he's even got, like, a one on Niagara called, like, Grass, which is a sample of, like, and Curtis, no, it's an Alicia Keys song called You Don't Know My Name. I wish I could sing. I can't. I'll try.
Better than us? That's cool, though. I didn't know that. See, it's a sample, all that shit. That I don't fucking know.
Your research.
I know.
But I really like it, and I would recommend it to anybody who would want to listen to it.
Absolutely. 100%. Let's move on to Nick Grant, our last artist of the week.
I like that watch.
Thank you, brother.
I was just like, yo, Brandon, I got a nice haircut and shit. If I took this hat off, my hairline would be like,
hey, Brandon gets a nice watch. Brandon gets a nice watch and nice haircut. Troy gets, hey, man, that fucking snap is like explode off your head. Like, you all right? Your head breathing okay? It's not breathing okay. I feel so much better.
It's the last like 20 minutes to get hot in here.
It's true.
It did get hot in here.
I made sure I put the odor on.
I need to air my hair out, man. My head out. Holy shit. I'm not gonna lie to you, yo. It feels like my head just fucking.
Yeah.
Like part of my head just kind of came out.
I saw the indentation for a little bit.
I feel so much better.
If that shit would have like popped on camera, like just in the front, just yo, just out, I would have been dead.
I'd be like, yo, cut that.
I'd be like, yo, zoom in on it and focus on
just
that
the whole
shit.
Time. Just my fucking forehead.
Slow it down, expand the pop.
You know what, man? Tell me what happened about Nick Grant.
Nick Grant. From the first couple songs I heard, I just had a feeling that he was going to be one of my faves. I'm not going to lie to you. Off the bat, even from the first song that we reviewed, I don't even remember what song that was, but it was so disgusting. Yeah. So
freestyle.
I can just tell that, like, you guys mentioned, like, so lyrically gifted. He's a lyricist. He's a bars. All the beats are good. Like I've been saying for everybody, right? Everything's so good. But I don't know. I think him, it's hard.
Suck him off.
I know.
Where's B Nasty Bars at?
I know. Well, I wrote down one. Like,
yeah, that used to be your thing.
I know. I'm getting a lazy fuck, I guess. But one line from Feds that for some reason I liked. He said, "I've been nice with the mic since Kukoc. I'm flipping the game upside down. I found a loophole."
Was this on 96 Bulls?
No, he just said it was.
I just said I'm fed, so fucking listen to me. Thanks, Kenny. I've been nice with the mic since Ku Coach. I'm going to flip the game upside down. I found a loophole. The scale don't lie. Let's see how much weight your crew hold. Like, that's just little shit. Almost any song of his, I could point out some bars from. So he just has a lot of one-liners and double entendres and little shit like that that just, like, stuck out to me more than the rest. The more I listened to HD Been Dope, the more it grew on me. But something about Nick Grant, like, really caught me. So I would say he's one of my favorites, probably from the whole... I've been saying that every week. There's one more artist. I'm like, oh, man, this is one of my favorites. But Nick Grant's definitely up there. Easily top 10 if I think about it more and more, but...
I mean, I'm not going to play that game because there's so many artists we covered and, like... What do you like? I haven't listened to someone like Chris Patrick in a while, but I just mentioned how hype I am for his album, so it's kind of hard for me to like think back on that. But yeah, more thoughts.
I'll pass it around.
I'll say this: going from what was it, freestyle again? You just said Brain on Drugs, the freestyle we listened to. Going from that, and then I just dove into Loveland, and I'm like, whoa! Like this kind of I did not expect that. It actually took me a minute to like warm into the album
because I was Welcome to Loveland.
Yeah, because I wasn't expecting that. Mm-hmm. Like, that like that funk type of and vibe, and then the theme of like love and like you know, sex and shit in the album. I wasn't really expecting it right away, but I ended up adding like 8 songs out of the 13 onto my playlist. So I ended up like fucking with it as like time went on. Like, it grew on me, and then I went back to it again. And I'm like, oh, I actually really like this fucking album. So yeah, I was, but yeah, it was bars the entire time, and like for some reason, I don't know what it, I mentioned this to you, like it gave me like slight, like not tit for tat, but gave me slight like KOD vibes in terms of like how like Cole set KOD up to be like an album where he's like discussing like drug use and alcohol and money and doing it in a twist, like kind of like, you know, playing on the idea that these are popular themes in hip hop and kind of twisting it and kind of like doing it in his own style. I kind of got at first I was kind of like, is he being like sincere with these songs in Loveland, or is it kind of like examining it and kind of like or at an angle kind of? That's kind of how I was vibing with or feeling it, especially with, you know, like when a song ends like toxic masculinity and whatever the fuck, like I don't know, just kind of gave me
I think it's like Cats and Dogs.
Yeah,
Cats and Dogs. I really like that.
So
like,
the one you were listening to earlier, I don't think
you're
home. You just know what you want.
Cats and Dogs is a good song.
He's an intellectual for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I was like, is he taking a deeper look at this, or is it? Like, I didn't take it for surface value. I feel like there's probably more deeper substance. Meaning, to it than just like an album about love. You know what I'm saying? He's like taking it, looking at it from an angle, kind of, and just that's how I like took it. Like, you know, Cupid is a woman, and Leo's, you know, fucking so many songs. I like Zombies a lot, Mary Jane.
Yo, there's one on there, Gangsta Lean, at the end
of that.
That might be my favorite.
Like, that
Gangsta Lean. Yeah, Gangsta Lean.
I love that song. But he's one of those artists, too. Is like, I'm a big Spotify guy. I usually only go to Spotify, but then I'll go to check out SoundCloud, and he's one of those people that he has a lot of songs on SoundCloud that isn't on Spotify. That is fucking hard as hell.
That's what I'm kind of fucking up, because I don't have the time like to be on like SoundCloud, because only like if you have like Apple Music or Spotify, like they don't have the deep cuts of like some of their like mixtapes and stuff that's on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
I just wish I had more time to
just uncleared stuff like that.
To browse like these deeper catalogs. But I mean, Nick Grant has a decent amount. He's got like on Apple Music 3 albums, a few EPs. I liked a few of his EPs, and I mean, I just. You have to be iterating what you guys already said. Like, he's just a bar spitter. Like, he's got, like, nice flow and tight delivery. Like, he's conscious, but yet still giving you, like, some raw shit.
And, like, entertaining bars. I think this is very entertaining kind of artist. Like,
I'm surprised. Did you know about Nick Grant before, like, the review?
No, I did not.
I heard the name, which is crazy.
Because I didn't either.
When I listened to, what's the project before Loveland?
Something Dreams.
Yeah.
Dreaming Out Loud.
Yeah.
Nice.
That album I liked too. And I was like, yeah, like a DJ Khaled feature on there.
Yeah, no, I was like, how's he on
Nikki
Bumai?
Yeah, I'm like, it goes hard kind of. Like 96 Bulls in there too.
96 Bulls.
But this album wasn't bad either. But I was like, he sounds like he's kind of like, he sounds polished. I mean, already.
Yeah.
Like, agreed. Polished as like mainstream polished. Like, he sounds like he would be
That's what he was signed to.
He was on Epic, right? Epic Records or something like that. And then
he said that like the last time, because like if you go on like his YouTube channel, like he'll have like Vivo music videos and like produced music videos, and then it just stops. But then like 2 months ago on his Instagram and like YouTube, he's just been releasing freestyles, like which I think is like his best thing. Like
yeah.
he's a lyrical yeah. bar spitter. He's just yeah. jumping on like. He's got like Silent Hill, I think he kills, from the Kendrick's album, which yeah. is probably my favorite song off the Kendrick album. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can check out his freestyles. Like he was on the LA, did you see his LA Leakers freestyle?
No.
Yo, he kills it. Yeah, that's why I said like he's just, it's just
I'm about to watch
a
that.
Nonstop assault on just yeah. bars. But I don't know. Like, so there's times, Welcome to Loveland is different. I actually really like it's and adore Welcome yeah. to Loveland. Mm-hmm. But it's not too different because if you listen to Return of the Cool, like he's using a lot of soul. And like jazzy mm-hmm. instrument and samples on there, but this one was like a full funk album, but I loved it. Mm-hmm. But like I don't know, I feel like one of those dudes that just hates on J. Cole. There's a point where I'm listening to Return of the Dreaming Out Loud, and I'm just like I'm kind of getting bored. I don't know, like yeah. like I said when I talk about HD Ben Dope, I'm mm-hmm. like his energy and his like I don't yeah. know switching up flows keeps me engaged. I'm like it's the mm-hmm. same kind of flow for like three verses, and I'm like it's great. It's great bars. And I don't know. I found myself getting bored at times. I thought I was just being a hater. I don't know if it's
no.
Me.
I mean,
I'm just like if you're ADD.
Not. It's you know. I think the reason why we all love HP Ben Dope is because we mentioned like it's not just that he has bars, but he does have different flows. He does choose different beats.
Yeah.
Like he's versatile in that aspect. So it's like he could be giving you bars the whole time, but like he's switching the flow up and doing different kinds of things. So like you're not just listening to like the same thing over and over and over and over.
Maybe I misheard him, but I'm pretty sure he called a. Call him a tryhard. Last week, did you say he's kind of a...
Maybe I did. I don't know.
He's like, he's kind of a tryhard. I was just like, we're not... Nah, I can't really say anything negative about him other than...
And I don't know...
I found myself getting bored at times.
I don't know if that's just me. If this is what you mean by that. I didn't get the vibe from him personally, but there are certain rappers that, right, they'll feel like too preachy, I guess. Like you just say, "All right, I get it." Like you're trying to, whatever the case is. And some people can keep that engagement. You know,
well, that's exactly what he mentioned about J. Cole. That's yeah. the exact sentiment that I think people felt about him. Because when you listen to KOD and For Your Eyes Only, he's preaching. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's what he was doing for two albums, pretty much. Like he was trying to like he blew up, got to the top spot or one of the top spots, and I'm gonna use my platform now to. I don't say preach, but to see what he wants to say, actually. Mm-hmm. And I think people like, lost interest in that. That's why I think The Austin to me is one of my favorite albums by him, because what Cole does, he kind of sounds like old mixtape Cole, where he's his flows are different. You mean
so? We talked a lot about T. Cole.
We did. But he kind of came
Nick,
up.
Nick Grant reminds
he
me.
He kind of came up because like
we're
covering people who are more about bars and stuff like that, and yeah. storytelling and stuff like that. So he kind of fits that vibe. But that's kind of like you have to be versatile, like no matter who you are.
But you don't think Nick Grant is versatile?
Oh, I think he is.
Okay. But, like, I mean, I liked all three of them. I walked away and I liked all three. I really don't have a complaint or a negative thing to say about any of them. Mm-hmm. I would say, I think Ben Dope is my favorite. Nick Grant probably made my third favorite of the week, but that's only because I really love Learn to Swim as a project. So I listened to that shit so much in the past, like, 2-3 weeks now. It's just like it became a part of my daily rotation, kind of. Whereas, like, Loveland has not become part of my rotation. Like, that was like a set two times. I enjoyed it. I have not gone back to it, really.
See, that's my favorite project he did.
I would probably put that in my rotation for sure. Loveland. But I don't know if you guys remember or saw how many listeners they have on Spotify, but I wrote it down. Would you have a guess by who has the most to the
that,
least?
Let's play that game.
Yeah, who do you think has the most followers? And
I think Nick Grant does.
I'm going to say Red Veil.
Okay, who do you think second?
Probably Red Veil.
Probably Red Veil?
Yeah.
Who do you think second?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think HB Dope has the least amount, I think, for some reason. I don't know why.
All right, so HD Ben Dope. Do you want to guess who has the most followers and who has the least on Spotify listeners?
Nick Grant, Red Veil,
HD. Yeah. I will go that order too.
Okay, so HD Ben Dope has 742,000 followers. Red Veil has 1.5 million followers, listeners on Spotify. Nick Grant on Spotify, has 159,000. And I would have thought...
That is the definition of being slept on. Like, exactly. That's crazy.
And I would have thought, probably from my first listen, I was like, maybe Nick Grant and HP been dope. And it's almost like the opposite. So, of course, everything's subjective, but I found that interesting.
I just find that the most surprising, because he's the oldest, and he's, like, had a lot of... His first mixtape is back to, like, I think it's 2016. I didn't even listen to that, really, the 88 mixtape. And I'm surprised you didn't, because it was released by Grand Hustle. Like the
really,
I listened to the first couple of tracks and it took me back. It took me back because the first track is just like a Dat Piff exclusive, and I'm like, oh shit! And the last time you heard a Dat Piff exclusive,
not a long, long time.
Nick Grant's 88 mixtape is like the last one they released.
I'm gonna have the stat.
But it had like Killer Mike on it and like some other people on there. So I was like, yo, I was like, yo, it's your debut mixtape and you got Killer Mike on it. It's gotta be all right. Check it out.
Yeah.
And this is him coming with bars and the production's good. But I'm like, he gets better. Like I really like. Well, his lane when he's in that soul R&B like some of the songs on Return of the Cool, those are like my favorite tracks he makes. Those more.
I will say one thing we learned from the pod. I don't think age or how long we've been doing it has like much.
Except for maybe like experience.
I mean, someone like Aris Ray, right? Think about Aris Ray. He's our age. He's like 30 years old. He's been rapping for a minute. He's very bar heavy. You mean he's really like, but he does not probably have anywhere near the amount of fucking listeners or followers or like.
No. I thought you meant
I meant
have an effect on their
music. No. I meant like in terms of like followers and clout and shit like that. Like versus someone like a BBB Gucci who probably fucking might have more fucking than him probably. Mm-hmm. I mean I can't confirm that, but I bet you he probably does. So you mean like
150 doesn't sound like
because of the kind of music he makes.
I mean it is a lot. Mm-hmm. Like don't get it twisted.
A thousand
people that follow your music is a lot of people that follow your music. Like
yeah, for sure.
But him and HD been dope, I would say. I would say more than Red Veil will have some lines where I'll be like, wait a second, what did he just say? And I have to rewind.
Okay, I wrote specifically one of the lines that I think is like, sometimes he has a bar or two that I'm just like, what the fuck did you just say? And I wrote, it's the end of a song. I forget what song it is, but it's on the Welcome to Loveland song. He says, I miss my future if it do blank. I never seen one like you before. It's getting strange. I got you upside down. We some light years away. I make the pussy smile. I make the booty wink. And then I'm that was like the ending line. I'm like, my ending visual is just like a gaping butthole now. <It's just> like, on a song that's talking about love. And so then it just is like, yo, by the end of it, that booty winking at me. Yo. It's just like, sorry.
Can I
watch too much porn.
Can you hear that song one time? How would I...
That shit was like a fish out of water.
How would a gaping butthole sound again?
Maybe this is Bobby the whole time, actually.
It is Bobby.
The light-skinned version.
Oh, man.
Yo, him and Bobby on the same podcast would just become a porn.
Yeah, it would have to be rated R.
Let me put you in.
Let me put you in.
How about like, yo, Bobby?
Have a screen playing porn back there.
can I make the let me put you on to some porn shit? Like, yo, porn star of the week. Let me put you on.
No. We don't need that. We don't. No.
Then put me on.
But for real though, you're gonna.
No, sorry, I know where you're going with that.
I was like, yo, pass it my way.
I know where you're going with that. It's just sitting in my kitchen. Upstairs.
Not downstairs.
I'm a little
next to the microwave.
I'm hurt. Didn't send me one, but I guess I'll wait for my next birthday.
I'm gonna give it to you. One. You have.
We can share it. Every podcast.
We're not sharing it.
Yo, just sanitize it before.
I'm not fucking. No, that's not. Listen.
Tell
no.
Tell them what we gave you.
last week was my birthday. Turned 32. Thanks for the birthday wishes. And I was gifted by Malcolm over here a nice Lisa Ann pocket pussy. Now, as you guys know, Lisa Ann is my cousin, so that's interesting. That was my gift, man.
I don't know, man. It has some nice looking lips on it. And I was like, if you're not going to use it, like.
The video he has on his phone is hilarious because, like, I'm like, laughing and all here is like you in the background. You're like, well, if you're not going to use it,
you think it's a joke, but I'm like, no.
I believe you're serious 100%. Like, I know you, so I know you're serious. Time. Bet you will. Go to your wife. You see how you guys.
I want to introduce us. It's my closest I'm ever going to get to a threesome. I'm like, I just need you to hold this. Sorry, it's my way to the transition.
Say, I want to introduce you to my new friend.
I feel so bad for her. She's married to you. Anyways, me too. But yeah, man, I enjoyed all three artists, man.
Yeah, I don't think I could rank them, but right now, but three good artists, three great artists, I would say.
No,
I like each person for a different reason. Like they each have, like if they were all the same type of artists, I could rank them. But it's like hard because
it's unfair.
I don't know.
I think they all brought something different to the table, and they all brought something to like. So again,
I can say like
I was 3 for 3 this week. So
Learn to Swim is my favorite project of all of them. Maybe Welcome to Loveland too, but like I can't. I can name a favorite project, but I can't name a favorite artist.
I definitely listened to probably Learn to Swim more than any other album.
Nick Grant project. Also, I mean, we only talked about his albums, but he's got a few things like EPs scattered throughout there. Like the one you mentioned, Feds, that's off an EP. Yeah, this is probably my favorite song.
Most popular song. This is most popular song.
Yeah. God Bless the Child. There's another EP he has that's earlier than that, but I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah,
well, I remember just being infatuated by that fucking Brain on Drugs freestyle. That shit was so. We had to run back. Remember,
Check out his freestyle. Like, yeah, we have some time.
That's probably what SoundCloud I'll do. Like my next. I'll probably dive into his SoundCloud. Maybe his YouTube shit. See some like videos and stuff. That's probably what I'll do next.
It's a few years old, but he has an NPR Tiny Desk concert. If you ever watched any of those,
why I've heard of him.
I love when people are rapping or whatever, and there's just like live instrumentation playing in the background. Yeah. And that the Return of the Cool album or his like when the dude's just playing an actual bass behind him. I don't know.
I feel confident recommending these to probably anybody.
Yeah,
I
know. For sure. Let's get into these reactions though. Let's get into these reactions and wrap it up.
Kenny, I'm interested to know because he said he created the anti Kenny playlist, and I'll be like, what is?
It started out as that, but it was just a lot of like.
I just want you to just my face and be like, no.
Big Baby Gucci, Top Hill Fredo.
So as you guys can see, I'm going on SoundCloud now.
It's more melodic, right?
And you can go to Let Me Put You On's SoundCloud page, and we have all the list of artists we covered in each episode and shit like that. So go check that out, man. Let me put you in. Episode 10. Here we are. All right, we got 10 episodes five.
Deep. How does it feel?
Songs. 10 episodes.
How does
deep.
It feel?
I just things I want to run by Malcolm and Brandon off camera. Things I've been thinking about because now we are hitting that 6 month mark and 10 episodes over 6 months, which we were hoping to do 2 month, but. We're a little behind in that, but
life gets in the way, man.
Yeah, for sure. Breakfast.
Hoes.
Yeah. Fucking sicknesses. You know what I mean?
Fucking birthdays. No, you were actually here for your birthday.
I was. Sat right over there in that chair.
Hey, I canceled a lot of exciting things to be here, so.
Okay. Yeah, shout to. That's a name drop.
My kid's outside in the hot car right now, windows up. Like,
I'm here. Kenny, come on, man.
He's got a Nintendo Switch and a bottle of water. He's fine.
He's fine. He's all right. He's all right.
He's built different, you know? He's not like these pansies. These Gen whatevers. No, I'm just playing.
Gen whatevers. All right, so the first song we're listening to is Blah, Blah, Blah by Fado.
Oh, you weren't being sarcastic. I thought you were like...
Laughing to the bank like ha ha ha. Niggas wanna talk, wanna blah blah blah. Didn't think I'd get this far. Never thought I'd whip this car. Get to the money instead, no bitch. Flush any nigga that's talking that shit.
Blue shoes
come, they switch it quick. That's that shit they made me see. Blow the clip and drop that bitch. Evil in my heart, but I'm loving it. Yeah, life still ain't fair. Sometimes they stab you in the back and they don't care. You look to your left, you look to your right, ain't no one there. Cool, this money don't share. My mind's in real, they like millionaire. Keep some money up on my mind. You gotta go get yours, just like I got mine. Ain't finna trust no hope, ain't finna waste my time. Don't wanna let me go, still up on her mind. You gotta get it together, baby girl like Beretta. She'll kill you if you let her. Knew it from the day I met her. Rip me open like a letter. Money dead, but I'm dead. Bet they wishing I would let up. I've been shitting on whoever. Who gon' really do it better? She gon' believe everything I tell her. Baby, bitches come with money, don't be jealous.
Never trust that shit they tryna sell us. I been getting fed up, fed up, fed up. Pussy gets her bread up. Can I get a hell yeah? Voices in my head, yeah. Oh, that's your bitch, dog. Why she in my bed, yeah? Now I got them pissed off. Wanna see me dead, yeah. Like, ha ha ha. Niggas wanna talk, wanna blah blah blah. Didn't think I'd get this far. Never thought I'd whip this car. Get to the money instead, no bitch. Flush any nigga that's talking that shit. Blue shirts come, they switch it quick. That's that shit they made me see. Load the clip and I dump that bitch. Evil in my heart, but I'm loving it. Yeah, life still ain't fair. Sometimes they stab you in the back and they don't care. You look to your left, you look to your right, ain't no one there. Cool, this money don't share. My mind's a rare, they like millionaire.
Did you see mozzarella marinara? What did he say? What did he say?
Yeah,
Troy,
hungry.
I heard mozzarella marinara.
Mozzarella marinara.
I might be hungry. Yeah, like, I might be,
can we go get a chicken parm?
Like, is it? Like,
I am almost positive he said money like a millionaire. I don't know where.
Did money, not mozzarella. Sound he said mozzarella.
They like millionaire.
Or millionaire. Millenara and marinara sounds very similar. Yeah,
the pronunciation. For
doing, he was millenara, and when I first heard it, I was like, marinara. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, excited.
I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah, hungry.
We were paying attention the whole time. It's just like, marinara.
I thought it was cool.
The beat was fine. The beat was cool. And I think my favorite part of the song was probably the chorus. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Some of that's probably my favorite part of the chorus, mm-hmm. or this whole song. That's exactly what I would expect from an artist like that.
I'm sorry, what was his name again?
Fado.
Fado. If you were building the anti-Kenny playlist, you'd probably catch that shit on there. Like, I don't want to say it was bad. Uh-huh. What I always tell Troy is, like, if you're going to ride a wave or a sound and you're not bringing anything new or better, you're not going to... If it just kind of sounds like what already's there, like, I don't really need to listen to it. Like,
I said that specific thing on a podcast episode when we covered, I think it was Big Baby Gucci. I said this exactly. I said, if you're going to make music like that or in any kind of pocket, if you're great at making music like that, I probably will like it because you're great at what you do. If you're just in that lane, but you're not really doing it to a high level, you may not catch me because it just sounds like everything else. But if you're great in the lane you play in, you'll probably sway me to your side. Which is why I ended up liking BB Gucci in Top Hill Fredo for the most part.
The song that he had with Fredo, he was nasty.
Yeah. And I didn't, again, I've been beat into submission through this journey. And I mean, you laugh, but I have. I've been beaten down. I've been worn down and beaten down into like liking, into at least.
Beat that old head out of you.
I would. 6 months ago, I would turn this shit off.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's good. I'm more open. I didn't hate that song. You know what I mean? I could if I was cruising, windows down, I could box that in the car.
I would never actively put that song on, but if it's on, I can bump to it.
And it probably would sound cool live. I'm sure it would sound dope. You know what I mean, like, it'd be one of those songs where people would be bumping and jumping and having a good time.
I just found it.
So I didn't hate it. But let's see what else we got going here.
I was coming right back to you.
But
I thought Troy would be like, all right, next up. I was like, this motherfucker.
No, I wouldn't forget you, bro. I wouldn't forget you.
But I see what you guys are saying. Like, at the first 3 seconds, I was like, oh, I know where this is going, right?
Yeah.
And you're
like, you knew it away.
You're like, oh, I heard this before, whatever. But this is what I said like earlier, which you guys like didn't like. I said, but this is a song I would put on either speaker or the car, and I'm gonna turn my brain off. I'm not gonna be listening. Did you say marinara, mozzarella? Like, I'm humming along.
I'm hungry. Like,
then I'm gonna hum along on the play, and then you know, so be it. So yeah, it's not something that's gonna stick with me. I'm gonna remember to put it. But yeah, I'll play this and vibe to it, and I like that genre, I guess. But
and I think between you and him and the journey we've been on, you've kind of beat me into submission to the point where, like, I can see what you mean by turning your brain off and kind of just, like, just ride with the shit.
Yeah.
Which is why I said, I think if I was in the car and I had the shit, if it was playing, I can see myself, like, bump into it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not looking for, I'm not looking for bars in the song. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm looking for a vibe, and can he deliver that vibe? But it was fine.
I wasn't looking for bars or anything, but, like, I then I look for, like, vocal performance or whatever. Yeah. And I thought it was just, nothing stood out to me. Like, yeah. I'm not going to, like, I'm like, I can't remember the anything beat? About it. Even the beat, like, I'm like, it didn't really stand out. It's a basic one.
If it sounds,
I'm like, I think it's not my bad.
It definitely feels like.
It didn't make me remember it.
How can I say this? It definitely feels like it's just another one of those songs of that genre, of that kind of style. You know what I mean? Best way to put it.
Yeah, I say, yeah, good song.
All right.
Didn't love it.
Didn't like it. I didn't love it, and I didn't hate it. All right, well, I figured I said the first time. All right, man, let's move on to the next one. Calling by Rex Life Raj featuring Terrence Martin. Rex Life Raj.
That's an interesting name.
Star Harlem Globetrotting. I've been so under, I've been tucked all plotting. Stunned on them niggas who doubted, I ain't forgotten. If I told you what I net last year, I'd be out of pocket. Damn, I wish I found happiness in a profit. Crazy, I don't find much value in deposits, no. They make all of that money and they still in pain. I've seen niggas lose self for monetary gain. No escape when you running from what's within. When everybody love you, it's hard to define friends. Yeah. Pure love or faux love, that line thin. I protect mine at all costs, I'm lyman. Why the nigga who don't know be that nigga to chime in? Please, save that for a nigga in need. No knowledge and self-love keep a nigga intrigued. We moving at God's speed still. I feel you calling.
Simple in the background, but kind of like, I don't know, I was like, yeah.
Sometimes that's all you
just caught me in this rhythm. Yeah. I mean, like, drum pattern is very simple, but it's yet very, like, catchy.
We had to do the thumbs up.
I love
the
guitar.
Oh, yeah. One thumbs up. I'll give it a thumbs up. I like that song.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, I'll give that song. I like it a lot.
We're cool. One, two, three.
Oh.
Yeah, fucking piece of shit, man.
One, two, three.
I'll go like this.
Are we doing two thumbs again?
One thumb. It's God one thumb. Fucking damn it.
It's one thumb, Brandon. Fucking Jesus, Pete.
Hey, it's been here for fucking how long? How am I supposed to remember doing one thumb, two thumbs?
Well, one time it was, one time you put a thumb in your ass or something. Yeah. It was
I think I remember who that was, but
me too.
I like the vibe of this song for sure, and yeah, whoever was on the hook for sure, like you guys all said.
Yeah, I'm not sure if
so
it was
nice.
If that was Terrence Martin or, but it was a good song. It was very very vibey.
He was spinning in the beginning. He caught my attention. I was listening.
Yeah, it was
only, there's only like one verse in the beginning, and it's just that shit just rides out.
So far, I put calling over blah, blah, blah. So it would be a 1-2 right now.
Yeah, I'll listen again for sure. I'll add that to my little.
Well, let's see what's going on next, man. The next song we got here is DM by Cute Club.
DM.
By what?
Cute Club. It's like a bunch of puppies.
Cute. Oh, yeah.
Like,
I
C-U-T.
I'm just womp ass right now all over.
Yeah, I'm hot.
Spatula.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, honest, you know, she feeling the same. Yeah. Shawty back when she leaving. Shawty on his back when she be creeping. Way that you been moving as of late. Like you don't care, you've been making waves. Let me slide, I could be there in five. New bands on me, got me feeling right. Put my team back, I ain't gonna act whack. Make sure that I'm up, I ain't gonna fucking slack. No. I'll be honest, if you want it. Always on the go, we can hit up Neiman Marcus. We don't have to miss the mark shit. Always hit the target, then go out and cop it.
Can't say
hard, just yeah. 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 You know, yeah, yeah. You don't
even know where I'm going. What you doing? What you drinking?
I would just
be
doing heavy
in
this.
Have puppies on you on stage. Facts. Sliding her DMs. Shawty lost when she feeling the same. Yeah, yeah. Shawty back when she leaving. Shawty on his back when she be creeping.
What?
Did
you
say queefing?
No, I swear to God, I thought the same thing too. I didn't want to say it.
It wasn't a mozzarella marinara.
It doesn't matter what he's saying.
Turn your brain off.
It doesn't matter.
You say marinara queefing. I don't know.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. I'm going here.
Yeah, I'm going here.
I'm going right here.
I'm going in the middle.
I liked it. It was cool, yeah. But again, it wasn't. I probably liked it more than the first one.
Too. You think so?
Yeah. It's close, but I
don't know. Blah, blah, blah. I think I might have blah, blah, blah slightly ahead of
Well, my memory's ass, so I might have to re-listen already. But,
is it as bad as his bladder?
Yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't had
it
again.
I've been trying to keep a straight face. Like, you see me walking back here? I'm like, maybe it's because I'm sweating, so I'm losing liquids the other way.
We hot, boy.
I'm going to say the same thing. Like, it's a sound that's not new, and it's not like he's bringing anything. But it's a fun song. Yeah, I don't really think it's... Yeah, it's a catchy little thing. I don't think it's great. I wouldn't really catch myself, like, listening to it again.
I would say this. You said it earlier. You wouldn't turn it on. Yeah. So if I was in a car again, someone's driving, we're going somewhere, road trip, and it comes on and we're vibing, like I wouldn't be like, oh, it's trash, turn it off. I just wouldn't be like, hey man, yo, throw some Cute Club for me right now. Throw that DM. You know what I mean? That's what I want to hear right now.
But like, one thing I did learn from this journey is all these songs, they don't mean shit about the fucking artist. Every single time we had a first song, it's almost nothing compared to what they usually are, which is kind of unfair, right? You might hear somebody.
That's not completely true.
Okay.
When I heard Gerber for the first time, I knew what this is.
Do you remember when we were listening to it in your apartment? You're like, all right, this is the shit they made me listen to. And I don't know what the lyric that caught me was. Like, he said something. I stopped. I'm like, what the fuck did he just say?
It's probably when we said he's the baddest bitch.
Oh, yeah. He was like, something. I'm the baddest bitch. I'm like,
he's fire.
She's like,
Mac likes
everybody. So, He got that air. I only heard
that one track. I'd have to give
Thank
him
you so much.
He's a really good sense of humor. A lot of his music is making fun of himself.
I should do the same thing. I should make songs about marinara and me eating chicken parm with pizza d'oro.
It used to be good, but now
Ozzy burns them all the time, and they're not good anymore. I'm about to hit them up on the way home. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to stop right there.
But it's hard not to judge somebody by the cover, right? You heard that, you're like, oh, I know what all this music sounds like, but maybe you don't. Maybe his music's different. It's got to be unfair as an artist because you might have one song or 1 minute to get someone's attention. If they don't like you, they're probably like, fuck this guy, I'm never listening to him again.
Yeah, like you could.
When everybody has at least probably a couple songs you're going to like.
Like you said, you didn't like really Nick Grant's Loveland. So if that's the first song you ever heard, like me and him liked it more than you. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
When you heard that shit, like if you assume his other stuff is all going to sound that way, like it can turn you off.
Well, yeah, the reason why I didn't like it at first is because I've listened to the song we listened to from last week, or a couple weeks ago. It was just a completely different element. I mean, but you're right about that. All right, let's move on to the next one.
My bad. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I'm like, someone's tickling my foot on the table. Man. What's going on down here? Dirty Damn by Malik.
I was wondering what was going on.
We're real close right now.
Oh, yeah. Physically and emotionally.
Wait, what was this song called?
Dirty Damn.
Dirty Damn.
Marino.
Rapping out there.
By Malik.
See, the shoes to match. The shoes are fire, but you can't see them.
Yeah, yo, Nash. Yeah, you go crazy. Yeah.
Pocket watching, that's a dumbfish. I put a price on your head. I be sleeping with a tech bitch. See that shit right on my bed. Bro, you be capping, you ain't by no ashes, so we never care what you said. Keep on talking, we fill them with lead. No, I said, bitch, I keep a bit. Run that up, catch
in these 100 bands. I keep a drink with 100 rounds. We turn your block in a holiday. Constantly order, they ship them out. Always be moving that contraband. Pop up that Sprite when I pour it out. My cup be feeling like dirty dead. Cut me a shot, I'm a poet. I do this shit with my team. Now she pull up in a Uber truck. I just pulled up in the Beam. Smoke out the pack of some diesel. I don't fuck with gasoline. Why do they pay me to do it? You know I'm getting that cream. Why they need bitch and I'm stabbing? I can't just nobody, I stab with a weapon. One pill on my life, bitch, I bust in a second. I'm shooting the sash in like every direction. Like, where did they go? Bustin' some more. Honey, let it reload. I keep on shooting till something explodes. Feel like a stripper, I stay with a pole. Fuck her the beam and I feel like a hoe. Pay me the card, they don't let it go. Whole lot of red bodies dropping the flow. I'ma give it to her like I'm DMX. Shawty wanna ride like a BMX. Niggas always talking like he'll neck.
Fuck no, nigga.
Pocket watching, that's a Delfish. I put a price on your head. I be sleeping with a tech, bitch. See that shit right on my bed. No, you be capping, you ain't by no action, so we never care what you said. Keep on talking, we feeling with it. Know what I'm saying, bitch, I keep a beat. Run that up, cash in these 100 bands. I keep a drink with 100 rounds. We turn your block in a holiday. Constantly order, they ship them out. Always be moving that contraband. I'll pop up that Sprite when I pour it out. My cup be feeling like dirty dead.
What do you think, Dan?
Oh,
I like that beat.
Yeah. All right, 3, 2, 1 first.
All right, 3, 2, 1. I'm going down.
Oh, yeah, fuck Troy, man. All right. Let's go.
What do you guys like it?
I think, first of all, like, I'm not comparing these to the other songs, right? But this one just grabbed my attention, you know? Like, I remember... I was like, okay, at the beginning, and then I was like, you know, scrolling my phone, see if I had any bitches, which I don't. And then I was like, I kept hearing, like, the flow, and I was like, oh, and I put my phone down. So it just grabbed my attention, had the flow, the energy. I couldn't understand every single word you were saying, but it just had more, I don't know, I guess energy to it. Something more that I like more maybe than, like, the first one or the one that we just listened to.
It probably had more energy than DM and blah, 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 but I think I might have liked the vibe. I don't know. I'm more of a...
And like that high, you might not like that, you know, that high pitched voice he's doing.
Yeah, sometimes his voice kind of. When I got real, real high, I'm like, eh, I don't know if I really like that.
I used to be like that, but then, like, I don't know what switched where, like, I can enjoy, like, that in Playboy Cardi type vocal performance where it's like, I mean, the only criticism would be, like, if you, it didn't really stand out to me. Like, if you're going to run in that lane with, like, making little baby type music, like Playboy Cardi type music.
Yeah.
If you're not gonna outshine them or do something different, it falls just kind of like along the way of all these other people who are doing it better. But I liked it. I had fun. Like, it was an energy song where I can bop to that shit. Like, I don't know. I liked it. I didn't think it was bad.
I find it
generic a little bit, but like.
Yeah. That beat was hard.
That's what I'm saying.
The beat was probably the best part of the song.
But how do you go to a thumbs down instead of like a middle? You
know, I think I was looking to be a first, and I didn't mind him at first. And I don't know, at some point in the song, I just kind of like lost complete interest in it. And I was like, I don't know if I'm even like fucking, just like, whatever. Like, I just kind of, if you're looking at the fucking, I think I was vibing in the beginning, my head was bopping, and then at some point I was like, all right, well, I'm just kind of, I'm ready for this to be fucking over with already. Like, I'm ready for it to
but
be done.
You could,
and it's not even, I can't even say, I don't know anything about Malik. He might have songs that are bops. He probably does. I mean, if that's kind of energy, he's probably going to have some bops, you know what I mean? But like, I'm just basing off of these four songs I've heard so far, it's my least favorite of the four I've heard.
And I don't know if you guys would agree with this. You can cut this out if you want, but how I think sometimes when I listen to any music, I feel like my intent or my focus or my attention has a big impact, because sometimes it'll be a good song and I'll be like, and I'm not paying attention, but if I actually listen to every instrument, all that, I'll be like, oh, this is hard. But sometimes I feel like my attention is gone and I might look past the song that actually has more
meaning. And sometimes a second a second and third listen, or you know, a different environment or whatever it may be, can change your
different
whole
mood
perspective,
whatever you're doing at the time, shit like
that.
Right,
so like, you know, it's like, I don't know. Maybe I should have went maybe here, because I probably didn't really hate it.
Yeah.
I just, like, It was more about like the song I heard before it. I prefer the other three songs. I didn't want to go here and then get stuck at the point where I know.
You say that a lot. You're whatever I just listened to and right before, it's hard for me to switch up. I have a hard time doing that,
man. I just don't know why. Just wired that way.
That is a complete different song. What was the song that we listened to? Like,
it wouldn't have been a two thumbs down. Put it like that.
That's why it's only one thumb.
What was the one you were like, I got one thumb in the middle and one thumb in my fucking eye?
I was David the Tragic. You're like, I got a thumb
in the middle and the other one just lodged in my eye.
It was my ass, actually.
No, that was true.
Yeah, I had him
for a while. Oh, okay, okay. Good, good.
So, but, you know, we grew. Let's move on.
How many do we have left? We have one more or two more?
Yeah, Rodeo by Dirty CPU.
Dirty CPU.
Yeah, I feel like somebody who just teabags you all the time.
Names are deceiving because I always say when I heard JPEG Mafia the first time, I'm like, what the fuck kind of name is JPEG Mafia? That's retarded. And then I heard him, I'm like, I love this. This is me.
No, I'm using my powers to redact the down thumbs. I'm gonna give him an even two with the blah blah blah.
Stand by your
it wasn't a hard thumbs down. Like I didn't hate it. So it was just a thumbs down compared to other songs, but it wasn't like a hateful, like, oh, fuck this motherfucker. It was just kind of like, limp dick type of, you mean? Like,
yeah, I feel
that's
like
where I'm at right there with that. But now, like,
yeah, so that's a great way to compare this guy.
I'm not comparing him to, oh my God.
We're moving on already.
Yeah, cut that part out.
Nah.
Yeah, because we've already been down this road before.
Clip that to me.
Just you want this customer. I like this. I mean, this clip seems.
Light it up, find new things. Get it up, buy new things. Wedding ring, all new things. Gucci all on my shoestrings. Follow voice, my new things. Yeah. All these people around me upset. Call her over, don't need no sex. Just need your love.
Okay, so 3, 2, 1. I'm going down that one.
In the beginning, I was halfway, but he lost me.
I'm not a. I think it was the rodeo.
I'm a delayed down. I had to think about it. I'm like, I'm trying to like. I was like in the beat. I'm like, yo, it's keeping me. I'm like, it's interesting. I like what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
But his vocal performance wasn't for me.
Just didn't do anything to like to.
This is the anti-Kenny
playlist. Yeah.
Out of all the other songs. Let's do at least five. That's the only one that didn't do anything where I'd be like, let me listen to it again. You mean?
Good.
That was my least favorite of all the songs.
So that's the only one I'll stick with my down.
I'm not a rapper, right? But if I were to be a rapper, how I see rappers do, and then they go and like, let's say that was his first studio session for the song, right? He's like, yeah. Then maybe again, I'd be like, all right, I could add something at that part. Like I have the melody on it. Let me add something. Like for me, too many blank spaces, too many mumming. Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, let me hear something else. So yeah, in the beginning, I was waiting.
She would try new things.
Yeah, but
my French fries like shoestrings or something.
Yeah, Gucci my shoestrings.
Yeah.
So, I would give that one a thumbs out. I feel like there was promise, but he lost me at the end. That's something that he could have added towards, I think.
No, he might be a super talented artist. We have no idea.
I don't know. I didn't listen to more.
I just, Dirty CPU didn't do it for me. So, yeah. Or sorry, Rodeo didn't do it for me.
All right. Who are the three?
Yeah, we're gonna go with Rex Lafrage, Malik, and Fado. Those are gonna be the three.
Fado is the one we just listened to.
Yeah, right? that's blah blah blah. Yeah. I was like, that's much better than.
I just like I said, I just think it kind of sounds like a little bit generic, like that Juice WRLD vibe, and I'm like, it doesn't stand out, but it's pretty good. It might be a Fredo a little bit,
and it kind of gave me a vibe. And I really enjoy my time listening to Fredo and Gucci, so I'm kind of like, fuck it, maybe I'll find.
So you said he didn't listen to like Gucci and Fredo, but like if you hear this song, I guess that's the avenue. I guess we were kind of talking about.
Well, he didn't like Baby Draco either.
Oh, you say he didn't.
Well, I have to listen to more. I think I listened to Roadrunner a little bit.
Yeah.
I never gave it the deep dive that I gave like these other artists.
We love Baby Draco out here. I'm not sure if it's a personal thing or. No, I think he makes good music. I think some of his older music is so good.
Really he's gonna watch this and be like, "Yo, fuck that new guy. Get Bobby back."
Yeah.
Like,
that being lame. But no, yeah.
Okay, that wasn't too hard of a decision. I'm glad we all had some consensus.
Yeah, it was. Cool. Yeah.
At least from the songs.
Yeah, I really liked Calling. I liked
Dirty Bang. Calling was good.
Yeah, I really liked
Calling. And I'm telling you now, I'm going to play Blah 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 in the car. I'm going to end up liking that fucking song. I already know.
But I do want to say before we sign off, I'm really impressed by Kenny, to be honest. Kenny, you know.
Thank you.
Yo, stepping in here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Team was down. We had an injury. Next man up mentality. You slid right in here, man. Oh, you've been doing this for fucking 10 episodes.
I get that sixth man of the year award.
Like, yeah, you're funny. You got the vibe, the chemistry, and whatnot. But you are better than, I would say, at least me for sure, in terms of like your research, the articulation, the way you phrase things that I can only think of in my head. So you'd be a great consistent.
What it is,
this was you at the start.
No, what it is, this isn't my podcast. So I if this was my podcast, I wouldn't give a shit at all. I'd be like, I'd come in like unprepared. I'm like, I don't want to come in like somebody else's thing and just like.
And that,
because they'll ask you. They always ask me, like, Kenny, what'd you think about something? He'll always try to get me, like, review a movie. I'm like, that show's all right.
Yeah.
And it's usually that's it. It'll be like, that show's all right.
That was it for us today, guys. Real Life Raj, Malik, and Fado, we will cover them next episode 11.
Shout out Reveal. Shout out HD Been Dope. And Nick Grant.
And Nick Grant, all dope artists, man.
Highly recommend.
I don't know if we'll see Kenny next time. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. We might, you know, have rotating guests. Maybe Bobby back. Maybe we'll be Kenny. Who knows, man? We'll find out next time. Same bat time, same bat channel. Your boy, Troy, I'm out of here.
Young Son B signing off.
I don't have a cool AKA.
Kenny the Scholar.
Oh, Kenny the Scholar.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Yes, sir. Good shit.